With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The nation's highest court throws out a ban on bump stocks.
The high court decision finds the Trump administration didn't follow federal law when it banned bump stocks, the type of rapid-fire accessory that was used by a sniper in Las Vegas who killed 60 people at a music festival in 2017. On a 6-3 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court justices agreed with a Texas gun owner who challenged the ban, arguing the Justice Department wrongly classified the accessories as illegal machine guns. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The case involving former President Trump's presidential immunity remains frozen for now. The Supreme Court did not issue a ruling on the case today, but may do so June 20th when its next opinions are released. Trump argues he is immune from prosecution because his actions fell under official conduct that should be protected. Also at SRNNews.com, the Department of Justice says it will not prosecute Attorney General Merrick Garland after the House contempt vote against him. The Republican-led House vote came after the DOJ refused to turn over audio recordings of the president's interview with the special counsel investigating his handling of classified documents. A judge dismisses a lawsuit challenging federal rules to accommodate abortions.
That lawsuit lacks standing, according to a federal judge in Arkansas on Friday. Republican attorneys general from 17 states, led by Arkansas and Tennessee, sued the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission in April, days after the agency published guidance for employers and workers on how to implement the so-called Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. Eastern District of Arkansas U.S. District Judge D.P. Marshall Jr. denied the state's request for a nationwide preliminary injunction on the federal rules, which are scheduled to go into effect on Tuesday. Keith Peters reporting.
This is SRN News. Scotland is cracking down on pro-lifers.
Lawmakers have passed a buffer zone law that will ban demonstrations, including silent prayer, within one city block of all abortion clinics. Scottish pro-lifers say the new law is a violation of civil liberties and criminalizes dissent. Buffer zones have been tried in the U.S. and mostly struck down by the courts, but this country has stronger religious freedom and free speech laws than does Scotland. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Male swimmer Leah Thomas, the guy who claims to be a woman, has failed in his challenge to World Aquatics rules that stop him from competing in elite women's races. Three judges at the Court of Arbitration for Sport ruled that Thomas does not have standing to bring the case. He asked the court in Switzerland to overturn rules approved in 2022 that he claims are unlawful and discriminate against him. World Aquatics now bans males who have been through puberty from competing in women's races. This is SRN News. A CFO was arrested.
Tyson Foods suspended its chief financial officer, a great-grandson of the company's founder, after his arrest Thursday on charges of driving while intoxicated. 34-year-old John R. Tyson was arrested in Fayetteville, Arkansas. He was also charged with careless driving and making an illegal turn. Springdale, Arkansas-based Tyson Foods immediately suspended Tyson. He is the son of Tyson Foods chairman, John H. Tyson, and former investment banker who joined Tyson Foods in 2019. It was the second time in less than 2 years that John Tyson was arrested on alcohol-related charges. I'm Bill Alexander reporting.
Looks like the worst of the storms hitting South Florida is over. Governor Ron DeSantis says more rain is on the way, but he believes it will be closer to the regular afternoon showers that residents usually experience this time of year. DeSantis had declared a state of emergency earlier in the week as rains flooded streets and stranded drivers. More details at SRNNews.com.